As we heard earlier from Dave Steele, writing poetry can be the perfect way to express our thoughts and feelings and to educate others about our experiences as blind or partially sighted people. Recently, RNIB's Community Connection team in the northeast of England got in touch to share a poem written by Julie Murphy, who attended one of their courses a few years ago and is now helping others to see differently, as I found out when she joined me down the line. Julie Murphy, welcome to the Daily Connect.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Before I ask you to read your lovely poem, could you just give us a little bit of background to why you wrote it?
Yes, I was asked to speak to a group of trainee nurses by a friend of mine from a sight impaired point of view about the challenges that we face and how we can overcome them regarding hospital appointments or time in hospital. The words of the poem grew from me wanting the nurses to see the world as we see it and to give the NHS a better understanding.
So it's really about them seeing the world from our point of view, seeing it differently.
Yes, yes. I've had the title in my head for a long time because it was something that I'd heard a couple of years ago, the title, and it described my condition perfectly. And it's something that I have gone back to a few times. But then as the words came together, it was evident that that was the title of the poem. And shall I read it to you?
Yes, with the title, please.
Lovely. Okay, so the words that were going around in my head for the last couple of years, which I know a lot of people on here will be able to relate to, was, I can see, but I can't. It's complicated. So these are the words that came together under that heading. I can see that the sky is blue, but I can't see the detail like you. A kite, balloon, a bird, to you it must seem absurd. I'm happy able to see blue sky with the peripheral vision of my left eye. A rabbit, hedgehog, mole you've seen, I'm happy to see that the grass is green. The blades of grass in my mind eyes reel as I pick the grass in my hands and feel. The beauty of our beach is vast. The stripes of wide colour make me gasp. A swimmer, a surfer, a seagull, you say? No, not in my vision, not here today. I remember those things in my memory, but have made peace now with what I see. Behind my eyes there's a sanctuary that no one intrudes on. It's special to me. Over the years, this has unfurled a safe haven in Julie's world. So I can see, though my way, not yours, I see through a blur without all the flaws. I accept the hand I was dealt and fated. I can see, but I can't. It's complicated.
That's beautiful, Julie, and I think something that will resonate with all of us who have lost our sight and have to face the complication of going to any new situation.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you do see things differently, but there's still joy to be had with what we can see. I lost my sight over the period of a couple of years because of detached retinas. And I just kept reminding myself at the time was that it wasn't life-threatening, it is life-changing. And I will write something else along those lines as well, because that's another sentence that sticks in my head and has given me the push to go forward, that it isn't life-threatening, it is life-changing. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It makes you look at things differently, see things differently and deal with things in a more grateful way. I'm more aware, I think, now. And I really wanted those words to try and let the nurses see, just in those few verses, our world from behind our eyes.
And I know that you'll be speaking to those nurses this week, and I hope that goes very well. And I hope that you will remain in touch and allow us to share your future poems that you write with the Daily Connect listeners.
I definitely will do. Watch this space. Thank you very much for having me.
Julie Murphy, it's been a pleasure and happy National Poetry Day.
Lovely, and happy Poetry Day to you all.
And for all things book and poetry related, don't forget to tune in to Read On every Friday at 1 p.m. and always available as a podcast. Simply search your favourite provider for Read On, the audiobook show.